you made it,
she murmurs.
You look...
Don't say it, I mutter. I'm aware. She leans back and searches my face, not teasing anymore, and the weight of her attention settles over me.
Later,
she says, and I nod because we both know she's not going to let me off the hook. Mason pulls me into a one-armed hug that's mostly shoulder and suitcase.
Thanks for playing Uber,
he says.
I owe you a burrito.
You owe me traffic trauma therapy, I grumble, popping the hatch so he can load the bags. LAX is a war crime. Callie slides into the passenger seat while Mason wrangles the rest. He then begins the process of folding his large frame into the back seat of my Mini Cooper. By the time he's settled, his head brushes the ceiling and his knees practically reach his ears. I almost offer to let him drive, but the sight is entertaining enough to make me briefly forget my troubles. The minute the doors close, it's quiet again. As quiet as it gets in LA.
So?
Callie asks once we're back on the road.
How's the new place?
Shiny. Secure. Haunted by the ghosts of furniture staging past. She laughs, but it's gentle.
You settling in?
Trying. It's not a lie. I'm trying. I'm trying so hard to make this feel like a fresh start and not a trap door.